such a party animal. I'm a liquor cannibal, such a party animal. I'm a liquor cannibal, such a party animal. I'm a liquor cannibal, such a party animal.
Sunday morning limbo, I'm dancing in a big room. sweeter words and discussion. My temper's cooling to blue, yeah. La na na, na na, na na, na na. I put my trust in to all this laughing. La na na, na na na, na na na. I'm taking advice from the moon. I'm lost in melody, harmony, new family. They wrap me up in a cocoon. La na na, na na na, na 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 na. I put my trust in to all this.
Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
It's a vacuum and we're all in it, and it's taking us away. a vacuum and we're all in it and there's really not much to say. I'd one day after day looking at the way, looking at the way people fight with all of the might. It's sin, it's sucking us in, it's in. It's a vacuum and we're all in it and it's taking us away. It's a vacuum and we're all in it and there's really not much to say. Time after time, a man will try to show he's better. But is he better to fight when he's not right? It's not right, no, it's not right.
the one they call president.
I am.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly. Rise with yourself. Kneel before you if it will save lives.
It will.
Starting with your own. What I do now, I do for the sake of the people of the world. There's one man here on earth who will never kneel before you.
Who is this imbecile?
You guys can put on headphones if you want to hear. Wow, before I play music on. Or next one.
Yeah, it's Tyler with Vantage Radio. We're on the air. Here, transmissions from the mission. Got some friends hanging in studio. Amy Evo. And, Joe and Joe from Despicable Carnage. How you guys doing?
Check. Doing good. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Great.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can? I can't hear myself. Hello.
I could barely hear you.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, we'll get them fixed up and we can get it going next time. Amy, you want to say anything? Before we get into music, and then we'll come back and talk to the guys from, we'll get everything set up correctly so they can hear it themselves. And talk to the band about what's coming up with those guys. And I'm solo in studio today, so got some guys hanging out. And I'm going to get into music, and then we'll be back to talk with the guys from Dismember Carnage. And announce some upcoming shows and something going on in Oakland today. So Amy can give you the details on that. She's got some stuff coming up, too. So, thank you, as always, for your listenership. Rampage Radio is here every Saturday from noon until 2. And me, Manny, or both of us are usually around, so there you go. All right, we're going to get into some new thrash. Just came out this week, Canadian thrash. And then we'll be back to talk to you guys. But,
I'm gonna go
right, there you go. I'll tell you what we just played. All right, yeah, that was a nice set of thrash metal. Atrophy with Matter of Attitude, Assassin Resolution 588, Alistair with Ides of March. And we started off with something new from Timo, a Canadian thrash that just came out this week. So yeah, we have a couple of members of Dismembered Carnage in the house. You guys want to identify yourselves and what you do in the band?
Check.
Yeah, I'm Joe, vocals and bass.
Joey, guitars.
And then there's a third mic for your drummer who's not here.
Exactly, yeah.
He's in Antioch. He's too far.
He's too far. Well, hopefully he's listening anyways. So, yeah, glad to have you guys in. And I don't know, anything you want to talk about, what's going on in the Dismembered Carnage world, and then play some stuff from your last release or whatever. But what's going on? Yeah. You guys survived the pandemic?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we just got done playing three shows. We did Santa Cruz, and then in January we did San Francisco, and then in August we did Golden Bowl in Oakland, and then just taking a couple months off so we can hit the studio and release some new music.
Awesome.
Definitely working on new stuff.
So you guys are in the writing process, or you have stuff?
We've been. But, like, in between the shows, and then, like, I got sick, Joey got sick, and then a drummer got sick. Been putting back recording and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, it's all written and stuff like that. And then once this comes out, there'll be even more stuff. So, yep.
More shit happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we'll definitely have you guys back when, you know, the album is complete. You can premiere it here, maybe, or, like, demo some stuff or whatever, you know.
Down, yeah.
Yeah. We always love to have you guys here. Somebody else is just hanging and lurking in the background. The Creeper. Amy Evil.
The Lurker.
See, Manny's not here, so you don't have to hear Diamond Head, Amy, like 14 times in a row, if Manny was here.
Yeah.
Amy Evil.
So tell us a little more about Dismembered Carnage and how long you've been around. A lot of people have heard the name, but they're not kind of aware of the history.
Yeah, it started in August of 2012, and yeah, pretty much been going since then. Just like a ton of lineup changes and people.
That's
like,
insane. That's almost 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, people like move out of state, get in make bad choices, can't be in the band no more, other shenanigans. And yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much
it. Did any members end up in jail?
Yeah, probably a couple.
I was guessing.
I don't know who, but for sure, a couple of them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how long has it been since you've had the current lineup, and who is the current lineup?
Joe, me, but I've been in it since the beginning, and then Sean. Sean was with us in, came in 2019, and then he had to leave for a little bit, and then Joe's been with me since October of 2019, and he's been here ever since, and then we had a drummer for a little bit, and then it didn't work out, and then so we asked Sean to come back, and then Sean ended up coming back. What would that been like? 2021 of like May or something like that.
Early, yeah.
And so yeah, we've had this lineup for almost a year, I would say, almost a year.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's like super solid lineup, like the best lineup for sure. Like super tight.
Power three piece.
Yeah, yeah. And we're just going to keep it that way. Like, it's a pain in the butt.
It's
doing
so much easier with three people.
Just three people. It's just easy to work with everybody. And then when you get just a three piece, everybody has to be way, way tighter and stuff like that. Sometimes you get other guys in the bands, and because there was two guitars, they could, or whatever, somebody could like
fuck off.
Yeah, somebody could just fuck off and do whatever. And it was just very, very, very frustrating at times.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play some of your stuff, and then
cool.
Come back and talk to you some more.
Keep in mind, I am not on these releases.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
but it's still good music. Shout out to Damien.
All right. Well, yeah. Now you got to come back to bring us some stuff.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
We can find some stuff that you're on, Joe. I'm sure.
There's only live videos, actually.
Well, maybe other bands or.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were.
We'd play anything here.
Yeah.
bit.
All right, well, here we go with some Dismembered Carnage on Rampage Radio.
No!
there you go. Too much going on here. There you go, a couple tracks from the last release. Not featuring one Joe, but featuring the other Joe. And that was both of those tracks were... that was Christ Denied, and then...
Denial of Christ.
Denial of Christ.
Close enough.
And the other, the first track was...
As Jesus Burns.
As Jesus Burns. I was going to say, they're both related to Christ. I knew that.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a theme for you guys, or...
Like, pretty much the last album. I mean, most of it was just pure hatred, and...
Not just hatred for Christ, hatred for everybody?
Yeah, pretty much, like, just hypocrisy of religion and stuff like that, and...
There you go.
And, some stuff on the albums, like, a little bit of horror and stuff like that, but that's pretty much it, yeah. Yeah, the band pretty much now just sings, yeah, pretty much just the hypocrisy of religion, just like real feeble-minded people and stuff like that
I like to think it's more about against people who think they have religious immunity.
Pretty much.
Because, you know, sometimes people get on their high horse, but they live a certain lifestyle, and behind closed doors, you know, people are evil.
As long as you confess your sins, you're all right, right?
I guess so.
Amy, anything you want to say?
Oh, hi.
Amy Evil?
So, I've noticed that you guys have some pretty awesome...
Get closer to the mic. Come on, there you go.
That's... Yeah.
So, you guys have some pretty awesome merch right now. I've been getting a lot of compliments on the shirt that I wear when I wear it. Even Harold O said something.
Oh, sick.
December Carnage shirt. So,
awesome.
Where can people buy merch or see your merch?
Bandcamp.com, I think, / Dismember Carnage 666. But yeah, we're on Bandcamp, and you just go to any of the social media profiles. It should have the Bandcamp link. Just go to like Instagram or Facebook or whatever, search Dismember Carnage, and should be able to find the merch store on there.
All right.
Awesome. Very good. All right. Well, we're going to get back into the music, but thank you guys for hanging out, and hopefully we'll have you back, you know.
Soon?
Soon. When you start recording, or you're done recording, whatever.
Who's the contact for the band, by the way?
That would be Joey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just...
Yeah, anything you want to throw out, social media-wise, Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
Yeah, just if you search Dismember Carnage on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/DismemberCarnage666, or just search Instagram, Dismember Carnage. There's now some cool YouTube videos. There's like a drum cam video and like a guitar playthrough from the last album.
My videos from your August show.
Thank you for that, Todd. Yeah, that was a great video.
But yeah, if you want to see like any recent live video, if you just go to the Dismembered Carnage YouTube channel, there's like a live playlist and it has like a video from the last three shows and stuff like that. So, and then some older videos and stuff like that. So,
all kinds of malarkey.
You guys were also on the news with, you know, along with the Death Angel story about...
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
From the birthday show. Was
awesome. Shout out to KPIX5.
KPIX5, yeah. Thank you for covering the metal.
It was awesome.
All right, well, we're going to hear another track here from the Dismember Carnage, and at least what's on vinyl or what's released already, and looking forward to new stuff from you guys and having you back in studio. Cool. Always welcome, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Amy's always here. She's evil.
Loser.
She's evil.
Shout out to
Evil Never Dies.
Shout out to Gil. Shout out to Cruz.
There you go.
Baby, baby. acercar a la gente. Y así que la extensión se estima en un de 2 millones de kilómetros cuadrados. El cúmulo de residuos se maneja perdón al tamaño de México, supera en 1,5 veces el territorio del estado de Texas y 4 veces.
Argentina ha llegado a 79 casos de coronavirus.